Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Education and Early Development released the 2020-2021 report cards to the public for each school district and school here in Alaska. The continued impact of COVID-19 on the operation of Alaska's public school buildings throughout the school year has had a substantial impact on the state's accountability system and Alaska report card to the public. As a result, the accountability waiver that was approved on June the 9th of 2021 limits the data that is available on the report card for the 2020-2021 school year. Peggy Erkineff, Director of Communications, Community, and Government Relations for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District.
That's now online. The letter was sent to all of our families and staff. But there is a caution at really analyzing the data right now, simply because, number one, the instruction and assessment looked really different over the last 2 years. And the latest data is from last year. So it's not as of this school year. We're still assessing and gathering data for this year. So this year's data will come out next year. So that's important to also notice, that the data isn't as accurate as it has been, and the effects of the pandemic will impact that. That said, the KPBSD is one of the highest performing districts in the state. So when we hear those comments that education is failing in Alaska and we're at the bottom list, that's not true for every district in Alaska. Our district does well. Typically, we do well on our ACT and SAT scores. And when we look at everything on the dashboard and through the different schools, there is a lot of good information that people can find about our district on the website with the state report card that just came out.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District says the report card to the public is one of many ways families can engage with the district. The Kenai City Council passed an ordinance that would authorize a purchase order increase to Alaska Waste for sludge disposal services at the wastewater plant. The ordinance would consolidate all fees associated with the wastewater sludge from the treatment plant and to provide additional funding to get through the current fiscal year. This according to corresponding memo documents. The current purchase order of $28,500 may now be reduced to $10,000, with the balance reverting into the department's operational budget. $18,500 in disposal fees, which previously were paid directly to the Kenai Peninsula Borough, now will be paid to and must be added to Alaska Waste's purchase order. As of January the 1st of this year, the department incurred over $37,000 in fees associated with the hauling and disposal of sludge. A new sludge press is set to be installed, which prompted members of the council to ask the Director of Public Works, Scott Curtin, when it would be installed.
We are still dealing with supply chain issues. However, the press does appear to be coming in July is the last round. So it's a little delayed from what my original expectations were, but not terribly so. So we're still finalizing our design documents. We're going to be releasing it for bid later this spring, and we'll have the site prepped in anticipation of it arriving. I do expect it'll be up and operational. It's a prepackaged unit, so installation will happen very quickly. So I expect it to be operational by the end of summer.
Staff previously hauled sludge to the landfill utilizing a city-owned dump truck, which was removed from service last summer due to necessary repairs. Once the new screw press is installed and has been operational for 6 months, Curtin says there should be enough data to decide on whether continuing with the disposal service or purchasing of a new dump truck is in the best interest of the city.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.